Hamas terror group honors Al Jazeera for high professionalism in anti-Israel coverage. By Joshua Klein on June 13, 2021. The Palestinian Islamic terror group Hamas presented an award on Wednesday to Al Jazeera, the Qatar-based network known for its anti-Israel news coverage, claiming the network possessed high professionalism for defending Palestinian positions during the recent conflict between Israel and Hamas that saw over 4,000 rockets indiscriminately fired by the Gaza terror group at Israeli population centers. The award, a certificate of appreciation presented by Hamas Deputy Chairman Khalil Al-Hayya in a paid visit to Gaza's current Al Jazeera bureau, honored the network's affiliation with and support of the Palestinians and their cause, according to Hamas website. The Qatari channel Al Jazeera worked with high professionalism during its coverage of the Sword of Jerusalem 11-day battle and demonstrated its affiliation with the cause of the oppressed Palestinian people, Al-Hayya said in a statement released on the Hamas website. We are proud of Al Jazeera's active crews, who proved to be the knights of word and sacrifice while covering the events, Al-Hayya added. What distinguishes the Palestinian journalist is that he has a national message. We were seeing a high level of nationalism and a national tone during Al Jazeera coverage. Hamas is a radical U.S.-designated Islamic terror organization, whose charter calls openly for the murder of Jews, and which launched over 4,000 terror rockets at Israel from the Hamas-ruled Gaza Strip over a period of 11 days last month. The award comes as hundreds of journalists from mainstream and left-wing media outlets signed an open letter this week urging journalists to cover Israel's oppression of Palestinians. The evidence of Israel's systematic oppression of Palestinians is overwhelming and must no longer be sanitized, the letter reads. We are calling on journalists to tell the full, contextualized truth without fear or favor. To recognize that obfuscating Israel's oppression of Palestinians fails this industry's own objectivity standards, it continues. American Jewish Committee, AJC. Managing Director Avi Meyer told Fox News on Friday the Hamas comments should serve as a wake-up call. That a major media outlet has accepted an award for its news coverage from a designated terrorist group should raise alarm bells among all who are concerned about freedom of the press, Meyer said. This revelation raises serious questions about the relationship between Al Jazeera and Hamas and how it might affect media coverage of one of the most contentious conflicts in the world. Viewers deserve to know, he added. Others also expressed outrage. When a terror organization like Hamas praises your professionalism and nationalistic coverage and commitment of the recent fighting, you're probably not in the business of journalism, wrote international spokesperson of the Israel Defense Forces, IDF, Jonathan Conricus. To recap, Al Jazeera is a television station owned by Qatar. Qatar is a state sponsor of Hamas. Al Jazeera gets an award from Hamas for its reporting on Israel's recent conflict with Hamas, wrote Jonathan Shansa, vice president of research at the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Oh, and one more thing, we now know that Al Jazeera was a tenant in a Gaza building that housed a major Hamas military technology project. But they had no idea what was happening? Got it? He added. Claiming the award was unsurprising, journalist Joe Truesman wrote, Al Jazeera has been the main media outlet for Hamas and its military wing, Al-Qassam Brigades, to disseminate information for many years. Al Jazeera accepted an award from Hamas for its coverage of the recent hostilities between the terrorist group and Israel. Yep, so remember that next time someone sends you an AJ Plus video, writer and pro-Israel activist Kasim Hafiz wrote. Hamas at least is open and honest about its genocidal agenda, tweeted the Simon Wiesenthal Center. At Al Jazeera underscore world thinks it can fool the world into treating it as a reliable news source. It is reliable, to whitewash crimes of hashtag Hamas terrorists against Israel and the people of Gaza, the Jewish human rights group added. Can we stop pretending now? Can we stop pretending that anyone cares about fact? That those who call us genociders are just misinformed? Journalist Shoshana Keats-Jaskal asked. Hamas has awarded Al Jazeera for its coverage. Journalists are writing letters about the importance of siding with the Palestinians. Enough, she added. During their recent conflict with Hamas, Israeli forces bombed the Al-Jala Gaza building, which houses media offices that Jerusalem reportedly provided evidence proving it also served as a terrorist headquarters. housing Hamas Military Intelligence and Research and Development Unit as well as offices of the terrorist-designated Islamic Jihad. Last month, Al Jazeera's senior Gaza correspondent Wael al-Dadu was greeted with applause and cheers by crowds in the coastal enclave celebrating Hamas victory following a ceasefire with Israel after the terror group launched over 4,000 rockets at civilian population centers throughout the Jewish state. The video shows al-Dadu being embraced by crowds of cheering Palestinians, some shaking hands and others taking selfies with the Al Jazeera celebrity. Al Jazeera has a history of anti-American and anti-Semitic programming, has been accused of promoting jihadist sentiment, and has been banned in numerous countries. CIA documents linked to the raid on Osama bin Laden's hideout in Pakistan revealed the Al-Qaeda terror chief praised Al Jazeera as a potential ally. In 2019, Congressman Jack Bergman wrote, "Al Jazeera's record of radical anti-American, anti-Semitic, and anti-Israel broadcasts warrants scrutiny from regulators to determine whether this network is in violation of U.S. law." Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.